With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The GOP-led House impeaches Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the border crisis.
Alejandro Mayorkas is now the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years. The result came a week after the stunning loss for House Republicans when they tried to impeach the Biden official and GOP defections in an absence killed the effort. House Republicans have accused Mayorkas of committing high crimes and misdemeanors for his handling of the southern border. It is highly unlikely that he will be charged in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Democrat Tom Suozzi wins a special election in New York for the U.S. House seat that was left vacant when Republican George Santos was expelled from Congress. Suozzi defeated Republican Mazie Pillip to take a seat he held for three terms before giving it up to run unsuccessfully for governor. Also at SRNnews.com, despite opposition from many Republicans, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is urging the House to take action soon on the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
In a media interview, McConnell called on House Speaker Mike Johnson to allow a vote on the aid package. McConnell tried to avoid crossing too far out of his own lane, saying he would not be, quote, so presumptuous as to tell him how to do it. Johnson has called for border protections to be added back into the bill, a prospect immediately rejected by Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer. Bob Agner reporting.
Supreme Court is giving special counsel Jack Smith until February 20th to respond to President Trump's request to keep his federal election trial on hold. This after former President Trump's legal team Monday filed an emergency motion urging the justices to block a lower court ruling that said he does not have presidential immunity. This is SRN News. The 2024 election cycle is ramping up, and the American Family Association is urging Christians to get to the polls. To that end, the ministry is offering its iVoter Guide.
Our mission is to equip Christians to be good stewards of their vote by doing the research for you. We look at who the candidates have given money to, who's given money to them or bought influence from them. If they've ever held office, how have they voted on legislation? We gather scorecards from both conservative and liberal groups.
Debbie Wuthnow is president of iVoter Guide.
We cover federal races in all 50 states, statewide and state legislative races in 36 states, and even some key down ballot races.
Still a lot of Christians who aren't registered to vote, others who are, but they don't show up to vote on Election Day. Wuthnow points out many political races turn on a very small percentage of voters, and she's urging believers to visit iVoterGuide.com. This is SRN News. Two officials say Israel and Hamas are making progress towards a deal that aims to bring about a ceasefire and free hostages held in the Gaza Strip. Key meetings are continuing Tuesday between the sides in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports Israel and Hamas have different demands in negotiations.
Top officials from the U.S., Israel, and Qatar are gathered in Cairo to work on these negotiations. Now, these efforts have been going on for several weeks, and so far there have been no breakthroughs. Israel wants Hamas to release the more than 100 hostages it's holding in Gaza. In return, Hamas wants Israel to free thousands of Palestinian prisoners it's holding. It also wants an end to Israel's war in Gaza.
Major winter storm impacting over 45 million people from eastern Pennsylvania to Massachusetts. More details at SRNnews.com.